Hello, 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 hello.
Here's our second part of the show. This is the after hours show. Yeah.
So
did you listen to the last one?
So Larry,
he didn't.
The Dodgers didn't beat the Reds in the first round.
Yeah.
The Reds.
Cubs beat the Padres.
Yes, Cincinnati. And the Reds made it.
Come on. Really?
No, the Dodgers beat Cincinnati Reds.
Correct.
Right.
Like the Little Red Machine. Like Pete Rose's Reds.
Like Johnny freaking Bench. No runs, no drips, no errors.
Bench. Johnny yes. freaking Bench.
Yes, Mr. Rust-Oleum himself.
Mr. Hustle.
Charlie Hustle. That's
Charlie
Pete
Hustle.
Rose.
They beat that team.
Dude Hustle.
So the Dodgers beat the Reds.
Okay.
The Cubs beat the Padres.
Cubs beat
the Padres.
San Diego.
San Diego, which means a whale's vagina.
The old
what?
Dave Winfield.
I think you're wrong.
The old Dave Winfield team.
The old Dave Winfield team. Yes.
Old. I want the Pirates to go back to the old uniforms.
Oh, the old ones.
I want the Pirates to pay their stars.
No. With the pinstripe.
Oh, the old Kurt Bavakwa hat.
That's one I want.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, the big, stand up. Oh, I like that.
Old school. Give me old school uniforms all day long. Way better. Way better than these new bullshit. Give me the standing buffalo.
Standing buffalo.
It's way better.
I want a buffalo leaning on a fucking fire hydrant, smoking a puffing on
big
a fag.
Puffing a fag.
That's
dude,
what
okay,
I want.
So which one's better?
Give me that.
No, I'm going to ask you a question. Hold that thought for a minute, Larry.
I'm listening.
So, so last week's uniforms or the standing buffalo uniforms?
Oh, standing buffalo.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
I don't like the white uniform anyway. I was 3 minutes into the tailgate party and I dropped salsa right down the freaking... I can't wear white.
No, but the...
I mean, it was after Labor Day, for God's sakes. Who does that?
But the Bills throwback...
Good point.
Who does that?
Good point.
The Bills throwback whites, the best. Give me the all white that they're wearing in Atlanta.
Well,
against Atlanta.
Give
that's
me
gonna,
white with some blue pants. I need a little bit of color.
No, that's going to look sharp. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. Monday night's going to look fabulous.
Fabulous.
With the Atlanta.
Are we talking about fashion again?
Red helmets with the black.
Oh,
with
God.
The white pants. It's going to look awesome.
Really?
All it needs to be is on the old Atlanta baseball field where they used to play.
Oh, with the
Colton
dirt in the middle.
What the hell is it?
Fulton County
Fulton
Stadium.
County. Thank you.
Whoop.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Are we checking my blood pressure? What's going on here?
No one knows.
No one knows. No one cares.
I'm just telling you, that's a great uniform matchup this Monday night.
I like the creamsicle uniforms for the Buccaneers, by the way.
Are they wearing them against the Bills at home?
Because
the Bills are wearing their throwbacks again.
They should.
That would be. How great would that Seattle Tampa Bay game?
House.
No, that Seattle Tampa Bay the uniforms.
Right.
Just the uniforms.
Not that neon green pukey Seattle.
No, the one they just played.
Seattle.
Yeah, the old. No, they had the old school on.
Yeah.
That, because they both came in at the same time. The same year they both came in, Tampa Bay and Seattle.
Which was?
1977.
I don't know for sure, but I think you're correct.
I might be wrong, but I think it's 77 for some reason.
You're wrong.
Please Google. That's fine.
Look at this. We got this here Google machine right in front of me.
There you go.
Oh, Mr. McGoogle. No, that would be.
Mr. McGoogle.
Oh, yeah. Figure it out. You know?
Figure it out, Mr. McGoogle.
Figure it out.
Why don't you ask ChatGPT?
Screw that chat.
AI.
I'm not like a
dude.
I'm like, dude.
Is that not kind of weird?
It doesn't affect me.
Really? It should.
It doesn't.
It should.
It really doesn't.
It should.
It's been affecting you for a million years.
Not me.
No, no. Like, when you've searched things, those engines have been running for years. Now it's brought to the mainstream.
But the chat, GTPT, yeah, the AI bullshit.
Stupid, dude. Don't worry about it.
No?
It's not.
Until they take over the world?
No.
Oh, 78. No. The defense was wrong.
78.
It was 1976.
God damn it.
Good year.
But my eyes were really kind of shot because I first clicked on it.
When did you say
it? And it was when Seattle came into the NHL.
Okay.
Like, Jesus. Oh, yo, I didn't want that one.
Seattle.
76. Oh, yes. That makes
1976.
That makes sense.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, but those two uniforms when they played, it was a great game too. But them, the creamsicles.
I love the creamsicles.
Or they had the whites. They had the Steve Largent.
Oh, Steve.
Jim Largent. Zorn. And running back from Penn State, number 28.
Kurt Warner.
The original, the OG.
The original
the
Kurt
OG
Warner.
Kurt Warner.
Kurt with a C.
Right, I liked him.
He was a, I liked.
Yep.
That.
Awesome.
You know what? I was a, I was
John
a,
L. Williams.
I was a
Dave
C.
Craig going on, huh?
I did, no, I loved the Jim Zorn and a Steve Largent.
Largent.
Oh my God. I loved Steve Largent growing up.
I loved Steve Largent.
I really did. I mean, it was,
he was like the guy well, that.
Dude, he was.
Put his legs down. He was like the Chandler.
He was the OG, man. He was really like, good at that.
Like, fucking.
How about the time he got laid out by the Denver defensive back?
What?
Steve Atwater?
Was it Steve Atwater?
The safety? He used to lay out people for a living.
But, and then he was out. Largent was out for a while.
Right.
And he came back.
Largent.
And Largent or Atwater got an interception.
Steve Zorn was the quarterback.
And
Largent laid into him?
Largent laid him out.
Nice.
You can look it up.
Whoa.
I seen it on ESPN. They were talking, you know, how it was impressive. Largent got laid out.
Really?
Ow. But he's got a memory like an elephant. You know who hit you.
Sure.
Jim Zorn. Lefty.
Yeah.
Jim Zorn. I did like Seattle. I liked their uniform combination. It was a lot like Winnipeg's. I mean, I'm sorry, Hartford. I did like the green and the blue. Hartford.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
But my favorite, literally, the Quebec Nordiques. I do like that uniform.
I do too, but I don't know what the hell that was.
No one knows.
It was
like an M. I don't know what it was.
What was the M? It wasn't from Nordiques.
I don't know, but
I don't know what it meant. But I liked the jersey.
But they had the symbol. Was it like the star? The crown.
Yeah,
the crown around it. But right. I'm telling you,
it was in French. I couldn't read.
But it was awesome. Tell me that wasn't a great uniform.
Yeah, it wasn't a great uniform.
No.
No.
Liar.
I did like it. Marianne wore it. Anton wore it. Peter wore it. All three of the Stasny brothers.
All three of the Stasnys. Anton.
Marion.
Marion.
And Peter. Of course, we're speaking English. They were Czechoslovakians. No two Czech brothers grew so successfully in tight pants.
I don't know. Give me all the throwbacks. Everybody should go back to the old uniforms.
Right.
I don't care what anybody says. Give me the standing buffalo. Give me the old dolphin. Give me the old Jets. The old New England Patriot red. Snapping the ball. Stand the Patriot.
Oh, I like the old Patriot. Yeah,
I do.
The Grogan Patriot.
Really?
I like
oh yeah, the Steve Grogan with the his Steve neck was Grogan like this Patriot. Big.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It looked like he was right out of National Geographic.
He did too.
Him and Merton Hanks. I mean, they had like 17 rings between their shoulders. And,
oh yeah, yeah.
I'm throwing it out there, man.
Give me the old Beauty Tribe.
The old Chargers uniforms. The old Broncos uniforms. All day long.
The powder blue Chargers?
Yes. Oh, Charlie Joyner.
What do you think?
He didn't wear the powder blue. The powder blue was the 60s.
Charlie, give me Charlie Joyner, Dan Fowler,
Kellen Winslow, James Jefferson,
and
John Jefferson. Sorry,
Chuck
Muncy.
Oh yeah, yeah, Muncy.
James Jefferson,
Air Coryell, baby. Yes.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, the awesome. Bills lost to him in '81.
I know,
but I'm telling you,
and I cried.
But it was. I love that.
Coryell.
They were.
And the next week, they had to
got
carry.
Their dick.
But they had to carry Winslow off the field, remember?
No.
Oh, Kellen.
No, the next week. That was the week prior or before that.
I thought. No.
No. They went. That was a divisional game, and they went to the AFC Championship against the Bengals, and it was minus whatever, and. Number 14 for the Bengals, yeah. Quarterback.
Kenny Anderson,
uh-huh. With your best buddy, Chris Collinsworth.
Pat McAnally.
Kenny.
Went and they beat them because it was sub-zero temperature, and they lost to the Niners.
26-21.
Yes.
John Taylor.
Yes. No.
No, 81?
81. No John Taylor.
What, they lost to him twice?
Dwight Clark. 81. Dwight Clark.
So it wasn't 26-21. Dwight Clark, that was the catch.
That was the OG, Dwight Clark, 81.
But he did that the game before. That was the Dallas game.
Yeah, the championship catch. Game.
Yeah. Championship.
Wow.
TJ Hushamagala.
Right no, on. Yeah, no, yeah. Way before that.
What?
I know. I just like saying TJ Hushamagala.
No, way before
championship.
That.
Championship.
Yes.
Love you guys.
All right, it's...
It is a Friday night.
Yes.
It is.
Friday fun night.
The Buffalo Bills.
Fun. Sunday fun.
Friday fun day.
The Buffalo Bills may or may not win.
They are going to win.
They will win.
How do you feel, guys, this
confident.
Week?
Confident.
Yeah? Yeah?
No, I do. Josh Allen is not going to blow a gasket 2 weeks in a row. And I like the Bills' offensive line. I do like
fast on an empty tank.
I do like the Bills' offensive line against their defensive line.
I don't know. They look pretty good against Minnesota.
Okay,
with J.J. Right. McCarthy. That was the only time their defensive line looked good. All their kids played well. Okay. They looked great.
What
on
game
Monday
was that?
Night. It was a Sunday night.
What game was that? What week?
Game two.
Okay.
And then, so I know it's in there.
And they,
I like our line.
No, hold on a minute.
But
didn't they not get shut out by Carolina?
No, they did get shut out.
They did.
Yes.
Atlanta?
Yes.
Got shut out by whom?
It was 30-0.
No, like 0-30?
Correct.
Like, how many points did Atlanta score?
0.
Huh.
They scored more points than the Sabres scored goals. No, wait. They both did the same.
So they scored a goose egg.
Right. More like an emu egg.
Against
emu egg.
No. Against against whom?
The Carolina Panthers, super powerful.
Oh,
Carolina Panthers. Oh,
and we need to worry about this.
I'm just saying their defensive line looked good. Yeah. I didn't say they were going to. Jesus, give me a freaking minute here. Throw me a freaking bone, Jerry.
We'll be back.
Just $1 million, dude.
Yeah. We'll be back in just a bit.